radio akwa bia si eye
to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, but do they all come from? Yeah. All the lonely people, but do they all belong? Ah, look at all those lonely people. Ah, look at all those lonely people. Father McKenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? I heard him say, all the lonely people, where do they all come from? He turned to me and he said, all the was buried along with her name. Nobody came, and Father McKenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walked from the grave. No one was saved, and he said, all the lonely people, do they all come from? The man looked at me and he said, all the somebody to tell me all the love.
table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blues. Talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were bold enough to scope it out and keep it loose. She said, "You don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do." Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous. He said, "I'll even tell you that I love you if you want me to."
scratching the surface. There is a time and a place for confrontation. Since we got together, I can't make it alone when I'm with you. Just wanna be with you. Face to face, who am I to say? After all the things I've said along the way. Face, who am I to say? After all the things I've said along the way, I want to know about it. Your sense of freedom, we need nutrition. If we're gonna turn this around, emanate from the depths of depression. It's not too late. You made a great impression. There is no replacement and no substitution. Really gonna care and share. You have made us aware. Face, who am I to say? After all the things I've said along the way. Face to face, who am I to say? After all the things I've said along the way. After all the things I've said along.
strike.
On Papa Christi, they want to see no I am born a suspect. What? Oh, mommy, mommy.
Radio Car 104.6 FM. This is a New Year special coming from Radio Car 104.6 FM. Abba. This coming from the camp of Perpetua featuring Obapa Christie.
We are suspect.
2019, everything is gonna be okay. Don't worry, everything is gonna be okay.
Abba. 2019,
we are moving forward. It doesn't matter what a situation comes our way. It doesn't matter what may fall on your way. We are going forward. We are moving forward. Abundance of blessing for 2019. just so that you are well, so that for 2019, the time for Radio Kwa 104.6 FM every Tuesday has just moved from 5:55 to from 5:55 to 7:15. So now we're starting at 6:15 to 7:15, 1 hour non-stop educative and entertainment program. Abba. Abba. This one is coming from the camp of Barbara Christie. Osi enkane na meso niema. I used to carry loads on my head. Some burden has been elevated. 2018, there were a lot of burden, there were a lot of challenges, there were a lot of difficult times. That's what Christie is saying. But 2019, all the lows have, disappeared. The Lord is comforting you for the year 2019, right? Your unofficial mayor of Mount Abed. Now I have to add a new territory. Unofficial mayor of Mount Abed and Mount Roscoe. Abba. Radio Kwaba 104.6. This program is sponsored by the Ghana Association of New Zealand. We bring you wonderful programs and we bring entertainment, news from back home, news from the Ghana community. Yeah, and most of the time our programs are aired on Facebook. This one is coming from Nobel Nketiah. The Ghana Association of New Zealand would like to extend this wonderful gratitude to all those who were able to come and who were able to join us on that New Year party at the Western Spring Garden Community Center. So from the Ghana Association of New Zealand, a very big thank you to all members, those who came, those who couldn't come for whatever reason or the other. Thank you for making that day a very successful day. The women that did the cooking, Salome and your team, are just a wonderful, a big thank you to you guys for such a wonderful day. The DJs, you know, the executives, we are all grateful for the service you've been providing for the community. So from the Ghana Association of New Zealand, thank you all for coming on the New Year party, and that was wonderful. And I believe that there are a lot of meetings going to come up this year, so please make it a point to join us in our upcoming meetings and, you know, events and participate, because what it's all about: community, working together, doing things together, you know, putting what is important to us, our interests, working together as a community and achieving one goal, you know. So this is a good opportunity to be able to ensure that our children are also following our footsteps. You know, no matter what you do, you may have lived here for the last 100 years, 50 years, but once you are a Ghanaian, you are always a Ghanaian. So you might have been away for a long time, but you know, you are always a Ghanaian. That's the point I'm trying to make. So no matter what it is, let's come close. Let's come together as a community. Let's come together as individuals, and let's work together in 2019 with unity, hard working, and let's aim for something to be able to help our community, to help our people. If somebody is struggling, stretch out your hand and just provide them with some support. If someone is just an advice, you know, you can be able to, you know, provide advice, because you know, in Africa we believe in community. We don't believe in individualism or individualistic approach to doing things. In Africa, we believe that we are one people. We believe in community. We believe that, you know, for an individual to be, you know, to succeed, the community has to play a major role. And I think we've moved here, but we don't want to leave our belief system, you know, our lifestyle and our way of doing things behind. So this is very important. So let's do things together in this year, 2019. Let's work together as a community. Let's share ideas together. Let's find a better way to help our younger generation to grow without, you know, being successful people and being great people in our community, contributing their share to the community and our society as in New Zealand as a whole. But at the same time, whilst we are helping them to adapt to the environment, we are also making sure that they are not going to leave behind our culture, our identity as a people, because if you become a person without an identity, you can't lose your identity and be a useful person in our society. Identity is very important. So 2019, let's work together and let's make sure that whatever we do, we're going to do it together as a community. This one coming from the camp of evangelist I.K. Anin. Say Bobore Bobo. Just a reminder that 2019, our time slot for Radio Accra 104.6 on Tuesday has been changed to 6:15 to 7:15 every Tuesday. The quality of the program is not changing. Okay, 2019, there are some few messages I want to share to encourage you, 2019. This one says, in your 2019, when writing the story of your life, don't let anyone else hold the pen. In 2019, when writing the story of your life, don't let anyone else hold the pen. So when you're writing the story of your life, when you are planning your life, when you are doing things, when you are making a decision of your life, don't let what people say, don't let what people do, don't let the decision of people influence the way you see yourself or how your 2019 is going to be. You're going to write your own story. You're going to write your own story, and you have to hold the pen yourself. Don't let someone write a story for you, because when someone writes a story for you, they are not going to be able to represent you the way you would have liked it. So just a quick word of encouragement. don't let someone else hold the pen when writing the story of your life. You have to hold your own pen and write your own story. If 2018 did not turn up the way you really wanted it to be, if 2019 wasn't that fantastic, if 2018 came up, you know, with some challenges, if 2018 came up with some, you know, its own, you know, downs and ups and downs, but you need to know and to understand that in 2019, with all the challenges that you've been through in 2018, in 2019, you are now wiser and one more lesson learned closer to success. So in 2019, you have to understand that whatever you went through in 2018, it has taught you a lesson. So you are more wiser. You have learned more ways of how not to do things. You know, so you have to look at it from the positive side. Oh, there was a bit of ups and downs in 2018. Hey, but you know, that wasn't the end of the world. I've learned my lesson. You know, 2019 have come and give me an opportunity to start life again and to put things in place and to put measures in place to make sure that my life and that of my family is being transformed and things are going the way I really wanted to go. So just take this note that if 2018 wasn't that fantastic, don't worry, 2019 is going to be a better year.
It's a hotel on our name, no Rio. Or Samuka Samari.
You know, so you need to be one of the things we want to learn in 2019. So in 2019, do the right thing, even when no one is watching. It's called integrity. Integrity is even doing the right thing when nobody's watching, when nobody is, you know, looking, there's nobody around, when you are on your own, and when the police is not watching, when the road is empty, but it's a traffic light is red, but you know, there's no police around, there's no security cameras around, but you choose to do the right thing. Wait for the red light, for the green light to come before you move. That's called integrity. Doing the right thing when even no one is watching, when no one is around, when nobody's going to put pressure on you to do things, but you're going to do things when no one is watching. That is called integrity. So 2019, let us work towards integrity. Let us do things the right way. Let us put things in perspective. Let us be able to, you know, do the right thing when nobody is even clapping for us, when nobody is even giving us praise. We should even do things because we want some praise from somebody. We are going to do things because it's the right thing to do. You know, we're going to be nice to people because it's the right thing to do, not because we want someone else to be nicer to us. We want to do good because we want some good thing back. Even though it's good to get good things back. But in 2019, let us do good because it's the right thing to do. Like my boss always says, you have to learn to be humans. That's what humans do. It's part of humanity. It's being nice, being kind, being like, you know, passionate, being like, you know, caring. It doesn't require any special skills. So when someone asks me, you know, why do you do what you do? All these things, like, you know, you be kind to people, be nice to people, help, support people, and all those things. And I say, you know what? I'm just being human. That's what humans do. We help people, we care for people, we support one another. We do things even when we don't expect anything back. We do the right thing even when no one is watching. That is called integrity.
Yeah.
Today is more about lesson that we're going to learn for the year 2019. One more lesson that we're going to learn from Warren Buffett. He says, you will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. You will continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that is said to you. True power is sitting back. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power is restraint. If words can control you, that means everyone else can control you. Breathe and allow things to pass. 2019, breathe and allow things to pass. Don't allow everything that people say control you. Don't allow the emotion, don't allow the words of people to control your responses, you know. Learn to be able to use logic, to be able to analyze things and take emotion out of it. Because if people can control you with their words, you know, the people can manipulate you easily. So 2019, we have to avoid emotional reaction to everything that is said to us. True power is sitting back and observing things with logic. True power, you sit back and observe things and you analyze things using logic without emotions.